You're listening to SBS News.
Year 10 high school student Rose Heaton is working towards a greener future, from raising money for new solar panels to planting trees and joining protests. She's part of a group of students at Sydney's Lauren Navalis Independent School who are speaking up against what they perceive to be climate inaction.
I'm really passionate about climate change because it's something that influences me and it influences everyone on this planet and everything on this planet and the generations that are to come.
Luca Beretta says, like many other teenagers around the world, they've been inspired to take action by 16-year-old Swedish climate change warrior Greta Thunberg.
I think for how young she is, we can all relate to her, and the confidence that she takes and how strong she is really just inspiring for all of us.
This is despite Ms. Thunberg's recent speech at the UN Climate Summit now being mocked by some.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Fellow student Liv Heaton says she's brave for standing up for her beliefs.
I think that her speech was really, really good. It's gone absolutely viral on the internet. It's all on my friends' stories on Instagram and stuff. I think what she's done has been really powerful, and I think it's caught the attention of a lot of people, of a lot of politicians, and it's gained momentum.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says too much talk about climate change is a cause for concern.
The worst thing I would impose on any child is needless anxiety. They've got enough things to be anxious about. I've always liked kids to be kids, and we've got to let kids be kids. We can't have them sort of growing up as mushrooms either. But at the same time, I think we've got to get a bit of context and perspective into this.
Child psychologist Andrew Greenfield says the rise of so-called eco-anxiety also affects parents and teachers who may struggle to explain the issue and help young people cope.
Start the conversations. Get kids to talk about it, draw pictures about it, research it in any way that they want. And even to be able to get them to teach others and to inform others as well. Absolutely, that's fantastic. That's what it's about. But not necessarily try and change somebody else's opinion, because everyone's got their own opinion.
It's advice school principal Norm Seavers is happy to embrace.
Our role as adults is to support the young people into their future, and I have enormous faith in the future for the young people. I don't see all the gloom and doom. I see, yes, we've got problems in the environment, but they can all be fixed.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.